Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast, our special Thanksgiving episode. We're at number 114, produced at the studios of RadioGalveston.com, and a lot to give thanks for this year, even though it has definitely been a very challenging year for people personally, island businesses, including the Galveston Experience Company. But that said, there still is a lot to be thankful for. I mean, first off, the fact that we go to work every day and look out at a beautiful Gulf of Mexico, but we're also thankful for the thousands of guests who visited the Galveston Experience Company and taken our historic and hurricane and ghost bus tours. With COVID, the private tours have picked up quite a bit, and we're thankful for the families and businesses who have taken those. And for those who still want to do something a little bit remote, many people have taken our app-based ghost hunt, and we're thankful for you as well. Also thankful for the entire city of Galveston for making us feel so welcome. We started the business only in March of 2019. So thanks to our neighbors, our island business neighbors, the Chamber of Commerce, everybody in the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we also, speaking of businesses, want to make sure that all businesses know that they should contact us if they haven't already for their free listing on the Galveston VIP app, the Island Guide, which can help get through some of these upcoming lean winter months and get ready for what we all hope is going to be a big rebound for 2021. But we're especially thankful for the many new friends we've made since we started our Galveston Experience tour drivers, all the listeners to RadioGalveston.com, and a very special thanks to Mike Dudas for his excellent work delivering the scuttlebutt on many people and places around the island. You might also know that Mike is the media arts coach and the lead audio-video production teacher at Ball High School. So recently, Mike spoke with several students at Ball High to learn what they're thankful for this year.
I am Mike Dudas, and on this special edition of the Scuttlebutt, my students tell me what they are most thankful for this Thanksgiving season.
Hi, my name is Braulio, and this Thanksgiving season, I'm thankful for my friends and family because they all are super supportive, and I'm thankful that I get to spend all the lovely times I get to spend with them, and for all the laughs I get to laugh with them.
The five things I am grateful for is, with everything going on, I am safe and my loved ones are too. I am also thankful for being able to still play basketball even though we are going through things in the world, and me being able to still do what I love is nice. I also am thankful for having family around me that wants to see me do better and push myself to be the best I can be. I'm thankful to be able to get up every morning and look people in their face. I'm thankful to be an older sister that can lead my younger sister to the right path and be her role model.
I'm thankful for my mom because she's there when I need her, when I have my ups and downs. And I know she have her bad days, but she still come through for her four kids. She's a single parent doing things by herself. I know it's hard for her to do it without another adult in there, but I still love her. I'm thankful for her to be in my life and not giving up on us.
I'm most thankful for my mom and her pushing me to be great. I'm thankful for her giving me a good life. I'm also thankful for her taking care of me and making sure I had a place to live. I'm also thankful for my mom giving me good advice.
I'm most thankful for family that I can really call family. It's good to have people around who truly understand your character. Those are the ones you can count on any day or time, or any hour or night.
This year has been especially hard for all of us, with COVID and political controversy running amok. But it's important to take a step back and realize what's really important. Tool. They became one of the most popular bands and important figures in the prog metal, rock, and metal worlds, and really had a great deal in shaping the music we hear around us today. Tool has been around for many years now, starting in 1990, releasing their first EP in 1992 with songs like Cold and Ugly, Part of Me, and Opiate. Tool quickly found success and a new market of rock fans to go along with it. From there, it's all history, as they went on to release five more albums and three Grammys for their work. Always remember to appreciate what we have and have a good Thanksgiving.
I am most thankful for my friends and family. They help me get through things that I'm struggling with. They also support my dreams, goals, and my decisions. If I ever need something, they will help me get it, or they will sometimes even buy it for me. I can always count on them to have my back.
This year, I'm only thankful for a handful of things. This year hasn't been the greatest, but I got some good things out of it, like my two new dogs, Uggie and Martha. I'm also thankful for my oldest dog, White Boy, who has been with me since I was two. The last thing I'm thankful for is my family and my boyfriend who have been through it with me this year.
I am thankful for caring, for a caring and wonderful family that love me. I am thankful for my teammates that always get on me when I stop trying or give up. I am thankful for that I am alive to see another year. I'm thankful for that none of my family members died due to COVID-19. I'm thankful for having people who care about me and helping me when I struggle.
I've been very thankful for many things. I'm most thankful for my family and friends. Without them, I'd be somewhere bad. I'm also very thankful for the opportunities I'm blessed with every day. And I'm also thankful for all my cool teachers and first-year football coaches.
First, I'm thankful to still live after everything that has happened in this year so far. Coronavirus has wiped out so many people, and so many have caught the deadly virus. Buildings were burnt, and so many people of color were killed. I'm also grateful that I'm walking home at night and get to make it home, even after being told to be careful. I'm grateful for life and everything that I got, and want to see what 2021 has in store for us.
I am thankful for the friends and family I have right now. I'll always care for the people that help and support me. I'll always be there when my family needs in a time of need.
Thanksgiving is a time to show gratitude for what we have. What I'm most thankful for this Thanksgiving is that my family and I are healthy. This year has been really tough with this virus going around, and I'm thankful for having the chance to sit together with my family on Thanksgiving Day. I'm eternally thankful for everything that has happened to me in my life and all the opportunities I have. Having a job, helping out my family, getting an education are just some of the reasons why I'm very grateful for this year.
What I'm most thankful for this Thanksgiving are obviously my friends and family, because even after everything that's happened, they were always there for me. I'm also thankful for my best friend. Another thing I'm grateful for is having a chance to go see my grandmother, who I haven't seen in almost 60 years. Overall, I'm grateful for the people that I have around me, especially during this pandemic, and I'm glad everyone, including myself, has stayed healthy during these times.
This is to my mom. I am thankful for her. I don't know what I would do without her. She took me in when I was 2 years old, and I've been with her since. I am thankful for feeding me. I never had to be hungry or starving, because I know I was going to eat. She helped me grow up to become a man. She taught me how to do. She taught me right from wrong, and her family is my family, and I don't know what I would do without her. I'm so thankful for her adopting me. Thank you, Mom.
I'm thankful for my mom and my family. I'm thankful for the technology that I got to grow up with, and I'm thankful for sports and mostly basketball. I'm thankful for being born in the United States, and I'm thankful for different athletes and music artists who inspire a lot of people.
I'm thankful for a lot of things in my life, but the one thing I'm most thankful for is my family. They're always there when I need them. They always tell me what I need to hear. When I'm down and out, they make sure I'm doing fine and bring me back to good spirits. Having a family who cherishes me and never lets me down makes me happier than ever. I never have to go through anything alone, because I know they're right there with me every step of the way. My family has taught me to never settle for less than I deserve. There are dozens of reasons on why I'm thankful for my amazing family, but it's hard to put them into words.
I'm thankful for my mother, because she's always been there for me, taking care of me, giving me a roof over my head, feeding me every day, buying me stuff. And she, being a single parent, worked harder to make sure that I have everything that I need, inspiring me to work hard every day.
I'm thankful for Thanksgiving because I'm going out of town and I'm off all weekend. I get paid this Friday, and I'm about to go visit my other family in Webster. I am saving all my money up because Christmas, I'm trying to get my niece something, and I'm going to have fun in Webster because I've never been there, and I'm just trying to get out of town next weekend. I can't wait.
I would like to thank my mom for her hard work. Today and every day, I am thankful for the gift you are as my mother, friend, mentor, and hero. Many people never get to meet the person they look up to, but I am blessed and highly favored enough to be raised by mine. Thank you for putting up with my goofiness and craziness. I am thankful for you and the family for supporting me in everything I do.
I am thankful for everything, family and friends. I'm thankful every day that God let me see another day.
What I'm thankful for is spending time with my family and friends, because without my family, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have all these possessions that I have.
I'm most thankful for my parents because they both help me strive to be the best that I can be, and they're always helping me with all of my troubles. I'm also thankful for both of my sisters because they're always there for me through anything.
What I'm most thankful for this Thanksgiving is that I'm alive and my family's alive. And I am most thankful for my mom because she's always there for me when I need her. And I'm most thankful that I have an amazing little brother who is always by my side no matter what. And I'm so thankful to have an awesome uncle who takes care of me and my family. And I am so thankful to have amazing friends to help me when I'm down.
Well, there are many things I'm thankful for, but the thing I'm most thankful for this Thanksgiving is my friends and family. I'm thankful that they've been able to get through this year and are doing well. I'm thankful that even through our differences, we are happy and healthy. I'm thankful for the people with positive influence in my life. And lastly, I guess I'm just thankful that when this year is over, I'll still have everyone I know.
I'm thankful for my health and the health of my loved ones. I'm thankful to have good friends who I can count on. I'm thankful to have a home because not everyone is lucky enough to. I'm thankful for clean water because of how essential it is in life. Most importantly, I'm thankful for my family.
What I am most thankful for this Thanksgiving is to be with my family. I'm thankful that every day I wake up and spend time with them. I'm thankful for having a roof over my head, a place that I can call home, and parents that take care of my siblings and I with all of their love and hard work. I'm thankful to have all three meals on our table every single day because I know most people can't have any of these things. I'm also thankful for teachers because they work very hard every day to help their students pass, and sometimes students don't give them the appreciation they need by disrespecting them. Overall, I'm thankful for things I have and for the people around me that can help me succeed in life.
I'm thankful for my family. They love and appreciate me. I'm lucky to have such a loving family and a home to call my own. I have everything I need in these trying times, and unfortunately, not everyone can say that.
What I am most thankful for this Thanksgiving is my family, my friends, and my siblings. Although this might be a cliche answer, it's an honest one. My family's been a really big part of my life, but especially right now during this pandemic. We all check up on each other, making sure we're okay physically and mentally. And we've grown even closer because of this pandemic. My siblings and I already have a super close relationship, but I can say we act like triplets now because of how much time we spend together. We talk about everything, watch all kinds of anime, movies, and I'm super thankful for them. And friends, words cannot explain how thankful I am for them because during this pandemic, my parents and brother weren't working. We lost our dog, we moved houses, and that was really hard on my family and I. But because we have such good friends, we were blessed to get help from them and made this pandemic a lot easier on my family. And I'm extremely thankful for them.
This Thanksgiving is a little different, and I'm realizing that in the midst of 2020, there's a lot to be thankful for. I'm thankful for all of my best friends that have stuck with me. We've gone through a lot during these times, and I've gotten so close to them and enjoy the time that I've gotten to spend with them when we can. I'm thankful for my family, and not seeing most of them this year gives me more reason to appreciate them. I've never really had much to be thankful for, but I also wanted to give myself a shout out because, as a lot of people can relate, this year has been the hardest for me. Being stuck inside does a number on a person, but the people in my life make it a little easier.
Thanksgiving is almost here, and there's a lot of special things about Thanksgiving. It's not about eating turkey or just eat a lot of food. It's about being thankful and what you have. For me, there's a lot of reasons why I'm thankful. I am thankful for the stuff that my family has given me, and I'm thankful that my family cares about me. I'm happy with everything that I have, and my family is an important part of my life. They gave me so much stuff from the beginning, from like helping with stuff I need and helping with school. the main reason why Thanksgiving is so important is mostly by family. Sometimes we can be mad at each other, but they'll still care about you no matter what.
I'm thankful for everyone in my life who brings me joy. My friends bring me joy because they're fun to be around and they cheer me up with laughter and good vibes. My dog, parents, siblings, and other family members do the same. My parents also bring me joy by providing for me. They put a roof over my head and buy me things that make me happy, like food, clothes, shoes, my phone, my hair products, my makeup, everything. So I'm incredibly grateful that I have people who love me and take care of me in my life.
And sometimes students surprise their teachers with thankful notes, just like Alexis did to me. Dear Mr. Dudas, I would just like to express how much I appreciate you. Something that really stuck out to me last year was your teaching style. You were very engaging and always broke down things so we could always understand exactly what you were teaching us. Not only were you creative and involved, you always pushed my classmates and I to be as creative as possible, as well as to always do our best. Thank you for being an amazing teacher and never giving up on my classmates and I. Even when we thought we couldn't follow through with the assignments, you gave us the belief that we could, and your positive energy and constant motivation really did help us succeed. I truly enjoyed my time in your class last year, and I was sad to see it come to an end. Thank you, Alexis. I am Mike Dudas. Have a nice holiday season.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks to all the students at Ball High for sharing with us, and especially thanks to you for taking time to listen to our Galveston Experience podcast. We do this every week, talking about things to do on the island. Of course, since we've launched the Galveston Island Guide, it's easier to find that just on the app. So if you haven't done so already, you can download it from the Google Store or the Apple Store. Just search Galveston, or just go to galveston.vip, and you'll find the download link there. And also, if you're a business, you can enter all your business information there, and we'll make sure we include you on the Galveston Digital Island Guide. So we hope you and yours have a happy and safe Thanksgiving as we kick off the holiday season, and check back here with us as we do the Galveston Experience podcast every week. It's on every major podcast platform, so do subscribe so you'll get notified every week when it is released. So we'll be off Thursday for the tours on Thanksgiving Day, but all of the tours fully operational back on Friday. So hopefully we'll see you down at the Galveston Experience Company, 15th and Seawall. If nothing else, we'll be looking for you right here next time at the Galveston Experience Podcast.